Let me give you another one, two incidents. This is another topic I'm coming to. The tahrif, how they believe in the Quran being interpolated, the Quran Kareem being changed. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was commanded by Almighty Allah. Remember Hajj time in the memorable khutbah, what Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah hal ballaghtu? Did I convey the message? The Sahaba said yes. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, you bear testimony. Mustafa alayhi salam did that. The ayat got revealed. This is the ayat of tabligh, they call it. Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata. Oh Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, you must convey the message which Almighty Allah has revealed to you. And if you do not reveal this message and propagate this message which was revealed to you, then you have not fulfilled your mission and your message. Listen to what the Shias read. Mullah Baqir Bajlisi, he says, the amount of ahadith we have, understand this my respected ulama, the amount of ahadith we have on imamat, the same amount of ahadith we have on tahriful Quran. Do you know who's Mullah Baqir Majlisi? One of their greatest ulama and ayatullahs, he's the person who they call a marji'. The ulama used to come and sit at his feet. He's written this whole book, he's written on this topic. They say the verse actually is this, Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik fi aliyin. You must convey the message regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Wa illam taf'al, and if you do not do that, fama ballaghta risalata, then you have not fulfilled your mission and message. See, interpolation in the Quran. I told you, imamat is central to everything in Shiaism. Imamat vis-a-vis Quran. Go to Allama Kulaini's book, Usulul Kafi, and what did he say? He say this Quran, which they brought to us now, is not the no holy Quran revealed to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, and what Sayyidina Ali and them used to read. The Quran Kareem mentioned in Kulaini's book, Usulul Kafi, 17,000 verses were in the noble Quran. Today Quran Sharif got 6,236 verses. More than 50% is missing already. That is according to Shia. So if you take Shia with Quran, this is their viewpoint. But you can then object. But they read our Quran, they print the Quran in Iran, and it is the same like our Quran. We will come to that point just now. Then my brothers, the Shia with Hadith. Ye dear ulama, you ask anyone, does Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Tirmizi, does all these Ahadith kitab of ours, they reject it totally. Absolutely out. We ask them, what is the meaning of Hadith according to Shias? They say the central point is, that there must be a person from the Ahlul Bayt. His name must be there in the chain of transmission. Then only is that hadith acceptable to us. So the hadith will be reported by Imam Jafar Sadiq, or by Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir, or by Imam Ali, or Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Musa Kazim, Imam Hassan Askari, or somebody like. So then only will they accept that hadith. So therefore, how we have, when we speak about Darul Uloom Madrasa, we speak of Sihai Sitta, the six books, the books that are authentic, or most of the ahadith are authentic there. They have four books. Number one, Usulul Kafi. Second, Malla Yahdurul Faqih. Third one, Al-Istibsar. And fourth one, Tahzeeb. So their entire corpus of hadith is totally different. We are speaking on a total different level. What we say hadith and what they say hadith it. We ask them, what about Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman? They say Ghasibin, they are usurpers. What about Sayyidina Abu Huraira, the biggest liar, fabricator of hadith, Allah forbid. Everything they have written. We have, when you study hadith ulama, you know, we have a chain of transmission. So you studied hadith by this ustad, that ustad, till Imam Bukhari, then Imam Bukhari to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. They have 2-3 books very famous, Rijalul Kashi, Rijalul Tusi. In there they have all their Rijal, they have all their transmitters and reporters. The books are available. So you must remember their understanding of hadith, our understanding of hadith is totally different. When you have imamat, then imamat consequence and the result of imamat becomes something else. This they call al-wala wal-bara. Understand these terminologies, they are of paramount importance. You see, when we used to play soccer, cricket, you know, in the young days, Highlands Park playing Durban City. I went to see them in Rand Stadium, you know, from Heidelberg we used to go. So all the Durban guys, one day, I must tell you another story, you like stories, you youngsters. You know? So one day, that we went to go see Highlands Park, Durban City, Rand Stadium, you know. I was 9-10 years old. So, but we were crazy for soccer. So when we bought the ticket there, I was becoming Hafiz or something. I read in my mind, Kulu Allah Wahad Allah Samad, you know, and this. So then, you know, that time apart, they put all of us one side. So the Durban people all going mad for Durban City, and we Transvaalers going mad for Highlands Park, you know. So the, then they announced, the person with this ticket here, you won the prize. The person, we went in one car, the person next to me, I missed it by one number. The person this side said, I also missed it by one number, I'm watching a match, you know. No time to watch ticket and all this. Say, hey, take out your ticket, let's see. So say, hey, is your ticket that won? My ticket won. Kulu Allah's barakat, you see? And this time was there. So, now we going past. If you know Rand Stadium, they put us this side, now you must go to the grandstand. You see? You will understand why I'm saying this. So when you go past there, these whites, they say, Kuli, 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 they shot the guts out of me, you understand? The Kuli won the prize, and this type of things here. That is wala and bara. When you love someone, you elevate him to such a level that you take him even beyond the level of Anbiya and Prophets and Messengers. And when you hate people, you hate them so much that you say they are worse than Shaitan. Now the result of this imamat from the Ahlul Bayt, who is Ahlul Bayt, I must still explain that, and the result of it is what? Wala. We are prepared to give our life for Imam Ali, for Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam. We love them to bits. Don't you see, my respected South Africans and brothers and sisters? I heard myself, Umrah time, Hajj time, our South Africans telling me, say, I don't agree with you Maulanas and Muftis and Ulama. How can you say that these people here are not Muslim, or they are not good people? Just look at how they crying. Look at their dedication to Islam. Look at their mullah, their ayatullah, how he's dressed with a black turban and nice beard and everything. I never saw such dedication. We'll come to that also. If I miss any point which I'm saying, you must remind me. Now brothers, you must remember that is called wala. Wala means that you love people to such a level that anything people tell you, Quran, Hadith, whatever, you're not interested. You made up your mind. Bara, to hate people. So the hatred of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the hatred of Sayyidina Umar, the hatred of Sayyidina Usman, of Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, and majority Sahabas is in the inner recesses of their hearts. And that is how they are trained. After imamat, the result must be wala and bara. Loving to the extreme and hating to the extreme. Now go to the next point. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala used the word Ahlul Bayt 3 times in the Noble Quran. Almighty Allah, when He used it 2 times, Shias agree, we agree, it refers to the wife. But the third place, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَانْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. First page, 22nd Jews, وَمَنْ يَقْنُدْ read there. Shia say, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed this verse only for Ahlul Bayt. When they speak of Ahlul Bayt, key point for you to remember, brothers and sisters in Islam. Ask any Shia, what is the meaning of Ahlul Bayt? They say Ahlul Bayt first and foremost means Panchten Pak, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, then it refers to Sayyidina Ali, then Sayyidina Fatima, then Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, punched and park, it refers to the five. Then we bring the other imams in. Already Imam Ali is in, Imam Hassan is in, Imam Hussein is in. So you bring the others inside. So total they become 14. But Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. In Urdu there's a book, and you ulama and people who know Urdu, remember you should get 14 sitare, 14 stars. So when they speak of Ahlul Bayt, always remember this respected ulama. Ahlul Bayt in Shia terminology refers only to 14 people. The 12 Imams, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. No one else. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's children, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's children, Imam Jafar's children, and Imam Baqir's children. No one it includes except these 12 Imams, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam first, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. This is the meaning they make. Why do they make that meaning? Study the ayat I read before, study the ayat I read after, and all got to do with Azwaj-e Mutahharat, the wives of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. But what do they say? They say, how can Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha be part of Ahlul Bayt? How can Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha be part of Ahlul Bayt? They are excluded. And they will quote certain hadith as well. So you must remember that they are shooting themselves in the foot, because they exclude all the children, all the grandchildren. Our meaning of Ahlul Bayt is that it refers to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's consorts and wife, the children, the grandchildren, everybody. And if you look at Quran Kareem, read Nabi Lut alayhi salam's story, فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. We saved and rescued Nabi Lut alayhi salam and his family. So family included his wife and his children. But the wife was a non-Muslim, so Almighty Allah said, إِلَّا مَرَأَتَهُ, except his wife. So when the word Ahl is used in Quran terminology, it includes the wife. But they say it excludes the wife. So this is what they do. They twist and turn according to their desires the Quranic verses. Let's go to another topic, brothers. Sahaba. Our Imam Mawlana Gawga read the verse today, Muhammadur Rasulullah. A person came to Imam Malik rahimahullah. Listen to this. And he criticized the Sahaba. When any person starts criticizing Sahaba, you must remember that this person here has Shia leanings. So he asked him, Imam Malik was a genius. He asked him, I want to ask you one question. He said, fine. He read, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. The muhajirin were those people who were sent in exile. They were so poor and so forth. They did everything solely only for the pleasure of Allah. Anta minhum, are you from them muhajirin? He said, no. He said, let's read the next verse. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. The Ansar were those people who prepared the iman and the homes. They loved those people who made hijrah. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They gave preference to others, the muhajirin, over themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. أَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ, you from them? He said, no. He said, let's read the next verse. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers who passed away with iman. Forgive our brothers who passed away with iman. Allah is elevating my rank and your rank, brothers, sisters in Islam. Allah is saying, me, you, all of us are the brothers of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Ali. Imagine what rank Allah gave. Look at the verdict Imam Udari Rijla Imam Malik gave. You person, man sabba ha'ula, falaysa min ha'ula, who sways and abuses and criticizes the Sahaba, you cannot belong to this third category. For us, it is part of our faith. You can take so many verses. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Almighty Allah took the Sahaba and made them the barometer that you must follow in the footsteps of the Muhajirin and Ansar, those who embrace Islam in the early stages. Almighty Allah says, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Almighty Allah made Iman beloved to them and placed it in their hearts. Almighty Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا and وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those people who brought Iman, they made hijrat, they made jihad, struggled and strived the path of Allah. And those who helped them, وَآوَوْا وَنَصَرُوا. Those people who gave them shelter and they assisted them. All that Almighty Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. They are the true believers. Allah says they are the true believers. What the Shia say? Shia say after Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, 99% of the Sahaba became murtad, they left the fold of Islam. Only 5 people remained. Sayyidina Ali, then Salman Farsi, Hazrat Ammar, Hazrat Miqdad, and like that they say these people. The rest, they all became murtad, left the fold of Islam. So my brothers, we must understand, I took you through the term Shia, Shia and Quran, Shia Hadith. Let's come to Ja'fari Fiqh. Today the person will say, what is wrong with you Mawlanas and Ulama? Whole day you're fighting. Sometimes fighting about the chicken, sometimes fighting about this, about the Muslim personal law, sometimes this. Now you got stuck into the Shias and this. What's wrong with you? How we got Hanafi, we got Shafi, we got Malik and Malik? Just say the Shias are there, the fifth Mazhab and Mazhabul Khamis, what is the big problem? Let us understand what we're talking. We say, we are following Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla's commands. We are following the teaching of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, as understood by Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi'i or Imam Malik or Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Never will you hear any Mawlana, Mufti, Sheikh, Imam saying, Imam Abu Hanifa is infallible. Imam Shafi is infallible. He never made a mistake. Did you ever hear that? Never. When they say Ja'fari Fiqh, they say we are choosing the Fiqh of Imam Ja'far, the sixth Imam of ours. And he is Imam Ma'soom, he is infallible, he is innocent. He never made a mistake in his life. First problem we have. Second, we want the sources. You go to Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Sufyan Thawri, Imam Uzayi, anyone. What do? You go to Quran Kareem. You go to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. You go to the practice of Sahaba and so forth. So these are our sources. Then Ijma, the consensus, Qiyas, analogy, all. When we go and ask them, what is your source? You want to take Imam Ja'far Sadiq? They say, what you talking? Imam Ja'far was divinely appointed by Almighty Allah. He is the source himself. He is the source himself. You see, brothers, where we are going to? Let's go ahead. I want you ulama to make mental note of these 3 things I'm saying. Number one, we went to Imam Ja'far Sadiq and asked him, you explain to us who are you. He said, وَلَدَنِي أَبُو بَكْرٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Study my lineage and you will find I'm connected to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu from both sides. How can I forget Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? He is my great grandfather. Number one. Number two, when you look at the change, Rijalul Kashi is their book. The person who brought the fiqh of the Shias, the person who brought the fiqh of the Shias, one of the main reporters of Imam Ja'far, Imam Ja'far said this, Imam Ja'far said this, Imam Ja'far said that, is Zurara bin Ahyan. Zurara bin Ahyan. Remember the name, respected ulama. When Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah is buried there in Baqi, when he heard what Zurara is attributing to him, twice he said, La'natullahi ala Zurara, La'natullahi ala Zurara, La'natullahi ala Zurara. Allah's curse be on the Zurara. What things is he doing?